Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed, powered by the SID Media. Pastor Gumpo, how are you doing this afternoon? Can you hear me, Pastor?
Hello.
Hi, Pastor Gumpo, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Are you well today?
I'm very well, and how are you?
We are well, thank you, and thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Now, we're going to be talking about prayer together with you at this time every day until Friday. We're going to be spending about 15 minutes each day until we get to Friday at 15:30. And of course, those who are joining us on the line, we are having Pastor Godswill Gumpo, who is going to be talking to us about prayer. And it is one of the most important aspects of the Christian life. As the Adventist Church right now, we are engaged in a global season of prayer, the 10 days of prayer. But what exactly is the purpose and significance of prayer? Does God remain uninformed about our situations if we don't pray? How should we respond to unanswered prayer? Is there a particular formula to prayer? These are some of the questions that we will be answering during the course of the week, and the pastor is going to be unpacking these as we discuss the subject of prayer. But, Pastor, before we go any further, would you please just say, inform us and tell us and discuss with us, what is prayer? How should we understand prayer?
Thank you. You know, when you talk about prayer, I get so excited because prayer is a profound connection between us, the humans, and our divine master. And it's a blessing that we can express our souls and talk to our God and seek guidance and strength and have a place where to express our gratitude to God. It's something that is special. I mean, we're talking about God who created the whole world, and I am able to come boldly to his throne and talk to him. So to me, prayer is a profound connection between the humans and their divine master.
Mm.
Sacred dialogue, you know, where we seek solid guidance, strength, and it is also this. We express gratitude, transcending, you know, our earthly limitations to touch the infinite realms of the unseen. And it is also a transformative, you know, act that acknowledges God's sovereignty and invites his divine presence into every of our lives.
Wow, but very powerful. So what is at the core of the importance in the life of Christian? Why is it important in life of a Christian?
Yeah, you know, it's impossible to claim to be in a relationship with someone, whether it's your father, whether it's whoever it is, and yet you don't communicate with them. So it's so important as Christians that we communicate with our God. So prayer holds an immense importance in the Christian life. I mean, it is a direct line of communication with God. And that's a blessing for sinners like me and you to freely talk with the Master. And you know, it is so important because that is when we create a deep, personal and intimate relationship with God. And as Christians, through prayer, we seek guidance. We need guidance. We are people. We need guidance. We need wisdom. We need directions from God. And we also need to acknowledge, as we pray, we acknowledge that God is the creator of everything and he is under control. I mean, if you go to the book of Jeremiah, the chapter is 33 and the verses 3, I love the verse, it says, call unto me and I will answer you and tell you great things that you do not know. So prayer is a source of information that no feeble human being can just have. It is a source of strength, it is a source of comfort, a source of peace during trials and tribulations and challenges. So it is prayer, you know, that we freely also confess our sins. You know, it's difficult to stand there and tell people of your sins, but it is in prayer that we can freely confess our sins. It is in prayer that we repent and ask for forgiveness from God. So it is so important to pray. It is important because it is also where we as human beings restore our fellowship with God. And ultimately, it is in prayer that believers' faith and character and alignment with God's will is shaped. So that's how important prayer is to me.
Mm. Yeah, very, very important and quite encouraging what you have just said. So what lesson do we then get from the Lord's Prayer about how to pray? I think this is where the disciples, would have asked the Messiah to say, well, teach us how to pray, and then he teaches them how to pray. And I do want you to please help us with some of the lessons we can actually get from the Lord's Prayer on exactly how to pray.
Okay, you know, first of all, there's something that is interesting about the disciples. You know, they saw Jesus performing miracles, they saw Jesus doing this and that, but they never asked for all that. They just say, Lord, teach us how to pray.
Mm.
I love the prayer that the disciples had. Lord, teach us how to pray. And when Jesus is teaching them how to pray, he tells them the most important things that we need to not as Christians. First and foremost, he teaches them the importance of addressing God with reverence and acknowledging his holiness, our Father, who art in heaven. And he also teaches us to, in the prayer, he teaches us to approach God with humility, recognizing our dependence on him. You know, the prayer also highlights the significance of aligning our desires with the will of God and seeking his guidance in our lives. I'm avoiding the word God's will. So I'll say, the disciples were taught to stick to and align themselves to the will of God and seek his guidance in their lives. So even us as Christians, as we pray, as Jesus was teaching us to pray, he left us a lesson that we need, as we pray, to allow the heavens to be the ones who determine our lives, determine everything that we do. So let us pray that God helps us in our prayers, that whatever prayer that we give is aligned with the will of God, and it also encourages us to seek forgiveness and also extend forgiveness to others. I mean, you can pray and seek for forgiveness from God, yet you can forgive. So when you don't forgive, you're simply praying and you're saying, Lord, do not forgive me, for I do not forgive. So when Jesus was teaching us to pray, he said, no, teach them to pray. And when you teach them to pray, how should they pray?
Mm.
Allow them to learn to be forgiven as they want to forgive others. And finally, you know, the prayer teaches us and reminds us of God's provision and invites us to bring our needs and concerns before him. We need to ask for bread from God.
Mm-hmm.
He is always ready to give us. That's what I learned from the prayer.
Mm. You know, one writer says that prayer is talking to God as though one is talking to a friend. I don't know if we find this in the Lord's Prayer, this thought that you're speaking to God as though you are speaking to a friend. Because I hear this one writer actually writing like that. Does it add up?
Yeah, it does. It does a lot. I mean, our Father. I believe our Father should be our friends. Your Father should be someone you tell literally anything. If you're a child, if you need something, go say, Daddy, I need this. Daddy, I need this. So I find this relationship between God and man that makes God so easy to approach. That God so like God in our level of understanding, where we can speak and say anything that we want. So yes, I see it from the prayer. The fact that I can call God my father is just something in my mind.
Would you say, though, that a father and a friend, because, you see, if I'm speaking to my friend, I have this level of comfort. I have this level of belief that I can confide in a friend without any ramifications. Now, when I talk to a father, though, this is a person at a different level. I've got to watch my words because, you know, I don't want to be, you know, taking my father for a ride as if he's my friend. And so I then have to come to him with respect to say, "Father, how are you? Can I please do this?" But when I go to a friend, I speak to a
friend. Hello?
Hello. Yeah, did you hear the question?
Yes, I heard the question clearly.
Mm. Hello. Oh, I think we're having a bit of trouble with the network there. Pastor Gumbo?
All right, thank you. Am I audible?
Yeah, now I can hear you. Yes.
Okay, you know, I strongly believe that the structure of the family has been distorted by sin.
Mm, mm.
I strongly believe that the first best friend of any child should be the father and the mother, the parents, they say.
Mm.
So when Jesus is bringing the Lord's Prayer and saying, "Our Father," he is bringing back the lost image of family that we need not to fear. Our Father, we need not to fear the Father, but come to Him freely and share with Him what is in our hearts.
Because you see, when you are speaking to a friend, because this writer says you speak to God as though you're speaking to a friend, you know, you would say, "Hey, man, you know, friend, yesterday, hey, yo, let me tell you, sit down, let me tell you this, friend, yo, and then this happened, and this happened, mamela, my friend, can you please just make man favor me, my friend, with 20, I'm going to give it to you back, man, the 20 bucks, please, friend," you know, but this isn't how, we don't talk to God like that.
Definitely, definitely, I mean, I'll bring something short. The reason why Jesus came here on earth, he came representing the Father.
Mm.
He came and became us and was in our level. So him being in our level simply tells us that he understands all the things that we go through. So we need to come to our Father freely as a friend. I know people have distorted images of their own fathers here on earth. But with God, He is not like the fathers that we have who also have been affected by sin. But He is the perfect example of a father who is sometimes a friend, who is sometimes a brother, who is sometimes a sister, who is sometimes anything you want Him to be. So when Jesus is bringing up the Our Father aspect to us, He's saying to us, no. Try and be as free as much as you can to God, because He is not like the scary fathers, the earthly sinful fathers that we have.
Okay, I see. Well, I do buy that. So effectively, the picture of a father that we have should not be that of a scary person, and so we should be able to confide. Is that what you are saying to God?
Definitely. Yes, definitely.
All right. As we conclude this introductory discussion for this week together with you, today we are on day 6. We are literally in the middle of our annual 10 days of prayer. Why should we then have these corporate prayers? Why should we pray together as a community of believers?
Yeah. You know, this is a very powerful question that I've also met around here in Zimbabwe. You know, praying together as a church serves several and very important purposes. And first of and foremost, it fosters unity among believers. And I love that the 10 days of prayer was put at the beginning of the year. You know, there's unity that is being brought into the church as we start the year. You know, when we gather as a community to pray, you know, we demonstrate our shared faith and commitment to God. And, you know, we strengthen the bonds of fellowship, number one.
Mm.
And number two, you know, praying together. This one, I believe it strongly, and I'll say it, praying together, you know, it amplifies our prayers. Remember, Jesus promised us in the book of Matthew, the chapter is 18 and the verse is 20. He said, "For when two or more are gathered in my name, there am I with them." So when we pray as a group, we amplify our prayers. It's like speakers that are put on an event to give sound. The many they are, the bigger, or the bigger the radius that the sound covers. So I feel that when we come together as a church to pray, we amplify our prayers. Then it also creates a collective spiritual energy and focus, and this enhances the power of our supplications. You know, when you read from the book of Second Chronicles, chapter 7 and the verses 14, I'm sure a lot of us are familiar with this verse. It says, "If my people who are called, if my people who are called by my name, humble themselves, these are many people."
Yeah. Ooh. Mfundisi. Oh, man. Hi, Mfundisi. Hello. All right. I think the pastor is probably having trouble there. It is 13 minutes before 5 o'clock. Pastor, are you back with us? All right, we have lost the pastor there. Okay, we're going to be getting him back so that we can actually conclude this particular conversation with him. Very important. What is your view in terms of what prayer is about? Please do call us on +27 73 470 3520. Do you pray at all? How many times do you pray per day? Please do call us and talk to us. And of course, if you want to send any questions to the pastor, do you use that number. We have him back on the line and he is going to be concluding this talk. Mfundisi, we lost you when you were still making your point. Please proceed.
Okay, I'm not sure which point I was in, but it is in praying as a group that our prayers are collective. That there is collective spiritual energy and focus. So we need to pray as groups. As I'll repeat this, the book from the book 2 Chronicles, the chapter 7, verses 14. It says, "If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land." And one last thing that I love is that praying together as a church allows us, you know, to learn from one another's experiences. And it also allows us to learn from other people's perspective.
Mm.
It also broadens our understanding, and it also deepens our spiritual growth. I mean, it provides a platform of encouragement, a platform of support and intercession as we lift each other's needs and burdens before God. So when we pray as a group, when we pray, you know, we come and encourage each other and help each other carry burdens. So I am happy that our church has given us an initiative where we pray as a church in the first days of the year.
Mm. Lastly, any recommended number of times I should pray per day?
You know, I'll simply say we are not safe even for a second without prayer.
Mm.
So the only thing I can say now is pray, pray, pray again. And after praying, pray. After praying again, pray. Pray as much as you can. Do everything prayerfully. Anytime is prayer time. Every time is prayer time. Anywhere is prayer time. We need to pray as much as we can.
Well, Pastor, I do want to thank you so much. We're going to be connecting with you again, same time and the same place tomorrow afternoon. Thank you so much for today.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.